USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
20 years after the attack that led to the war on terror, a former member of the George W. Bush administration says some safety improvements have been made. Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says intelligence agencies are better at sharing information with each other, but she also tells NBC News we're still in danger.
I do worry with the Taliban back in power and with their well-known integration or collaboration with Al-Qaeda, that Al-Qaeda could rebuild that highly disciplined organization.
Rice serving as National Security Advisor at the time of the attacks. USA Radio recalling 9/11 with reaction from that day as events unfolded. Good Day New York's Jim Ryan was recapping the first tower strike when viewers saw the second plane hit.
Perhaps purposefully into, oh my goodness,
oh God,
there's another one.
That second strike coming at 9:03 a.m. New York time, 17 minutes after the first tower strike. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
President Biden addressing the nation to mark a somber anniversary. Saturday marks 20 years since the 9/11 attacks. Biden releasing a video Friday.
The days that followed September 11, 2001, we saw heroism everywhere, in places expected and unexpected. We also saw something all too rare. A true sense of national unity. Unity and resilience. The capacity to recover and repair in the face of trauma. Unity and service.
He adds the central lesson he learned from 9/11 is that unity doesn't mean we have to believe the same thing, but we must have a fundamental respect and faith in each other and this nation. President Biden's vaccine mandate running into some resistance, to put it mildly. Biden this week announcing he'll ask the Labor Department to require companies with over 100 employees to implement vaccine mandates. South Carolina Republican Governor Henry McMaster says he'll fight this to the gates of hell. He and other Republican governors threatening to sue the Biden administration. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden's language not helping convince those who are vaccine hesitant to get the COVID shot. Tim Berg has more.
White House COVID-19 coordinator Jeff Zients says the Delta variant is driving the surge of new infections across the United States. Zients saying this outbreak remains a pandemic of the unvaccinated, the same thing President Biden continues to say. As far as if using that rhetoric is helpful to get people vaccinated, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire tells Fox News,
if you think his obvious disdain for the people who have not gotten vaccinated helps people like me convince the vaccine hesitant to get vaccinated, you're absolutely wrong. The message should be these vaccines are doing a great job at protecting people from severe illness and death, and he should encourage everyone to talk to their doctor.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio recalling 9/11 with reaction from that day as events unfolded. Then British Prime Minister Tony Blair among the first world leaders to offer their condolences that day.
I'm afraid we can only imagine the terror and the carnage there. And the many, many innocent people that will have lost their lives. This mass terrorism is the new evil in our world today. It is perpetrated by fanatics who are utterly indifferent to the sanctity of human life.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.